朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
天父，我们在你的殿中，在你的面前，我们打开你的话语。
Lord, we're in your court. We open our heart.
我们也打开我们的心，我们的耳，要来接收你给我们的教训。
We open our ears to listen to your lesson.
主啊，给我们里面一个柔软的心，好像种子落在好土里。
Give us a tender heart like a seed falling in a good soil.
好叫在我们里面你的话能够成为改变我们的力量。
Such that your word can become a force to transform us.
让我们变得更像我们的主耶稣。
So we can become more like our Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告如香陈列在主的面前。
We, our prayers are presented in front of you.
愿主悦纳。
Please receive us.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在我读中学的时候，有一次老师出了一个作文的题目。
In my junior high days, teacher gave us a topic for our essay writing.
这个题目是我人生的目的是
And the topic is My life's purpose is
有一位同学他写的是不是我自己的选择是我父母为着他们自己的娱乐把我生到这个世界
And some my colleague wrote a It's not my choice It's my parents entertained such I came to this world
为了这一篇文章他被学校记了一个过。
He was punished because of this essay.
那我们为什么会来到这个世界?
Why do we come to this earth?
是偶然的发生没有目的还是一个设计安排的结果?
It is by accident or it's by design.
这答案在乎于你信不信神。
And the answer relies on whether you believe in God.
如果我们的人生是上帝所设计的
If our life is designed by the God,
那为什么有的时候我们的祷告上帝不听
So why sometimes doesn't God listen to our prayers?
当我们在苦难中挣扎的时候上帝在哪里
So whenever we are struggling, where is God?
上帝为何把我造成这样
You wonder why God made you this way.
为何上帝不除去这世上的罪恶
Also, why God doesn't take the evils away from this world?
今天早上我们要从大卫所写的诗篇139篇来看这些问题的答案
This morning we will study the psalm written by David to give us answer to these questions.
到底我们所信的神是怎样的一位神?
So what is this God that we believe?
刚才我们所读的诗篇139篇第一节到第六节。
The verses 1 through 6 on Psalm 139 we read.
你们可以在心里面跟我一起念。耶和华你已经鉴察我认识我我坐下我起来你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念我行路我躺卧你都细察你也深知我一切所行的耶和华我的舌头上的话你没有一句不知道的你在我前后环绕我按手在我身上这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的至高是我不能及的神关心我们每一个人
God cares about each one of us
他的眼目常常在我们的身上
His eyes always fix in us
大卫说，我坐下，我躺卧，他都知道。
And David said, whenever I sit and lie down, he knows.
因为我们的神是一位全知的神。
Because God is omniscient.
上个主日下午我去看我的孙女。
And last Sunday afternoon, I went to visit my granddaughters.
他们跟邻居的孩子在他们家附近的一个斜坡上面玩这个雪橇。
And they were sledding nearby, in the house nearby.
那十几个孩子玩得不亦乐乎。
And about a dozen kids, they were having a good time.
但是这个雪橇从斜坡上滑下来的时候，有时候它会滑到这个下面的路上。
And sometimes they sled down the hills and go overboard and go to the streets.
那如果有车子过来的时候，那就很危险。
And if there's a car passing by, that would be dangerous.
所以我只好站在那个路旁边盯着看着他们。
So I was standing by the curb and watching over them.
他们都不晓得那个危险。
And of course they're
但是我的眼睛在他们的身上。
But I was watching them.
上帝也是这样的看顾我们。
God is like that, watching over us.
因为他知道我们心中的意念。
Because he knows our own thoughts.
大卫说，你从远处就知道我的意念。
And it's got, David said, you know from afar.
因为我们的神是一个全知的神。
He's omniscient.
当我们的意念在脑袋里面刚成型的时候，他就知道。
Whenever our thought is still forming in our minds, he already knows.
其实孩子小的时候，我们都很容易猜到他们心里的意念。
And then we can actually, when the kids are small, we can guess their thoughts.
好像我孙女说，我吃不下了，其实是她不喜欢吃。
And then like my granddaughter says, I'm full. Actually, she doesn't like the food.
等一下她吃甜点的时候，多少她都吃得下了。
And when she has dessert, she can eat a lot.
我们的心思对上帝来讲就那么小小一点，神都知道。
And our thoughts are very small, and he knows everything.
大卫说，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。
And God says, David knows that whenever he sits and he lies down, God knows.
你也深深知道我一切所行的，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道。
You discern my going out, and you know everything, words on my tongue.
所以我们不要背后说人的坏话。
So you shouldn't talk in people's in their backs.
别人听不见，但是上帝都听见了。
Even though they can't hear you, but God knows.
这也许是有时候为何上帝不听我们的祷告。
Maybe perhaps that's why God doesn't listen to our prayer.
因为我们嘴上所讲的跟我们心里所想的不一致。
Because sometimes what we say is not the same what we think.
我们跟神说，神啊，我需要一份更好的工作。
And we tell God, Lord, I need a better job.
其实我们心里是想的，神啊，我讨厌那个同事。
And maybe you're thinking about, you don't like one of your colleagues.
其实我们心里想的是，神啊，我要一份更多的薪水。
And maybe you said, God, I need a raise.
我们心里的意念是没有办法向神隐瞒的。
And we cannot hide anything from God.
所以那为何不干干脆脆的向神诚实的说我们里面的意思呢？
So why don't we just be honest with God and tell us what we really want?
神他照顾我们的一切。
God takes care of everything.
我们的人生当中会有许多的失败。
And we will have many failures during our lifetime.
但只要我们诚实的向神认罪悔改，神都乐意的来帮助饶恕我们。
And, but if we honestly come before him and then repent, he will forgive us.
记得彼得的故事吗？
Remember the story about the Peter.
他为了表现他的勇敢跟他爱主，他就从船上面跳到水，走向耶稣那里去。
He want to demonstrate his love and courage on the boat. He walk over the water.For Jesus.
但是他看到四周的环境风浪大的时候，他就害怕了。
And when he started paying attention to the environment, the wind is big, he became fearful.
他马上要沉下去了。
And he was beginning to sink.
于是他呼求主耶稣说，主啊，主啊，救我。
So he cried out, Lord, save me.
这是圣经当中最短的，也是最有效的祷告。
And this is probably the shortest prayer in the Bible and most effective one.
有时候我们的祷告反反复复讲了一大堆。
And sometimes we pray and we talk and over and around things.
还不如你一句真正从心里面对神的呼求，神会听。
And maybe a simple cry out to God and will be more effective.
耶稣把彼得拉起来就问他说你这小信的人啊你为什么疑惑呢
And when Jesus extended his hands and pulled Peter out and said, you're a little faith, why do you have doubt?
在人生的旅程中很多时候我们也是跟彼得一样这样的经历神
Many times in our journey of life, we experience such things.
他在我们前面后面围绕我们按手在我们身上
He's before us, he's behind us, he put his hands on us
所以大卫深深的感动他说这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的至高是我不能及的
And David understood this and marveled how this profound deep knowledge of God
真的像我们这样微小的人反反复复地对待神但他仍然不放弃我们
And even us, we are little knowledge and then we treat God in small things and then God still knows
因为我们的神是全知的神他了解我们的软弱他愿意照顾我们
Because he's all-knowing, omniscient, he knows our weaknesses
神不但是全知的他也是全在的神
And he also is omnipresent
接下去第七节到第十二节我往哪里去躲避你的灵我往哪里逃避你的面我若升到天上你在哪里我若在阴间下榻你也在哪里我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到海极居住你也在那就是在那里你的手也必引导我你的右手必扶持我我说黑暗必定遮蔽我我周围的亮光必成为黑夜黑暗也不能遮蔽我使你不见黑夜却如白昼发光黑夜和光明在你看都是一样我们的神是我们没有办法逃避的。
And our God, we cannot run away from him.
我们的想法是我看不见神大概神也看不见我。
So our thinking is, if I can't see God, therefore he cannot see us.
这是世人凭自己的想法。
And this is our common people think this way.
好像那个鸵鸟受到敌人攻击逃不了他就把头塞在土里面。
And just like an ostrich, when it's running away and he buried his head into sand.
事实上鸵鸟不会把头放在上那闷死了那不会那样的。
In reality, ostrich does not do that.
但鸵鸟他会把头放在沙土上。
And then he actually just put his head on the sand.
因为他的羽毛的颜色跟土很近所以你看起来以为他把头放在沙土里了。
Because the color of its fur is very close like a sandy color. So
很多时候我们躲避神就好像亚当在犯罪之后躲避神一样。
Sometimes we shy away from God just like Adam when he committed his sin.
他用树叶来遮蔽自己。
He covered himself with leaves.
他以为站在树荫的底下神就看不见了。
He thought that under the shade of a tree, God cannot see him.
但是神找到他。
But God found him.
大卫说在天上在阴间神都在那里。
And David says, in heaven or in hell, God's in there.
当然在旧约的时代所有的人他们死后灵魂都到阴间下地去到那个地方。
And in the Old Testament, all the people who died would go to Hades, right?
当然我们知道主耶稣从死里复活之后这个情况就改变了。
We know that this situation has changed.
但是大卫所讲的是，不论是活的或是死的，都没有办法逃避神。
So here David says, no matter whether it's a living or dead, you can't run away from God.
因为他是无所不在的神。
He is omnipresent.
可是他愿意帮助我们。
But he is willing to help us.
所以大卫说，我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极去居住，就是在那里，你的手也必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
That's why David says, when I rise on the wings of the dawn, I sat on the far side of the sea, and then you're willing to guide me.
神知道我们的软弱，他有极大的怜悯和恩典。
And he knows our weaknesses, and he has a very merciful and
graceful. 他很乐意的愿意帮助我们，来扶持我们。
He's willing to help us and support us.
但问题是，我们愿不愿意向他伸手？
So the thing is whether we want to reach out our hands and asking him for help.
或者说当他伸手的时候，我们愿不愿意抓住他的手。
And the question is whether when he reaches out his hand, whether we want to grasp his hand.
最近有一些弟兄姐妹为着在美国能不能够继续的居留感到十分的困扰。
And recently we have brothers and sisters puzzled or troubled by whether they can still remain in the country.
也许他们向神的祷告是，神啊，为何不帮助我？
And maybe their prayers is, Oh God, why can't you help us?
为何你让我在等待中煎熬？
And why do you keep us in the waiting state?
但是我想，不论是哪一个年代来到美国的人，都经过同样的烦恼。
And this has happened for all the people who have been here and gone through these phases.
我自己当初也曾经有过这样的烦恼。
Myself had the same trouble.
你知道我曾经被美国的政府驱逐出境过，你知道吗？你不晓得。
You probably don't know that I have been deported.
有一年我们带着孩子，一个孩子到巴西去等了，等待重新进入美国。
We led one of our children to Brazil and waiting for to return to
Not
the
one,
state.
Just one.
One, just one.
在那里的时候，我们等得非常的辛苦。
And we waited over there.
我们的朋友在那里都劝我们说：“哎呀，放弃吧，不要等吧，你回不去的，你就在巴西待下来吧。
”Our friends said, "Okay, just settle down here."
他说：“你们就开始学葡萄牙话吧。
”Well, you guys should start learning Portuguese.
我说：“学葡萄牙话有什么用呢？全世界只有两个地方说葡萄牙话，一个是葡萄牙，一个就是巴西。”
I say it's not very useful to learn Portuguese. Only two countries speak Portuguese, Portugal and Brazil.
你知道嘉荣弟兄他是唯一会说葡萄牙话的人在我们当中。
Yeah, I'm the only one can speak Portuguese.
葡萄牙话这是真的怎么讲
？Everybody.
Oh, whatever. 但是在那一个很痛苦的时刻中，我们等，我们等。
And those anguish times we waited.
有一天神给我的意念说，你不能坐在这里等，你要起来做你当做的事。
And God told me that you cannot sit, wait, you have to start, sit, get up and do things.
所以神感动我，让我有这样的机会在附近的一个 St. Paul's 附近的一个小城 Gambillas， 在那里我就向一群基督徒来讲圣经的道。
And God gave us me a chance to go to a Campinas, a nearby city, São Paulo, to talk about Bibles.
这已经是40年前的事
了。That's 40 years ago.
真的，你如果不放弃你自己，神不会放弃你。
If you don't give up yourself, God will not give up.
大卫说，黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见。黑夜如同白昼发光，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。
And David said, surely darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me. Even the darkness would not be dark to you. The night would shine like the day.
我常想，像我们这一代所受的苦，比起我们父母的那一代要轻松的多了。
And come to think of it, our lives is much easier than our previous generation, our parents' life.
但是我们父母也说，他们那一代比起他们父母的一代，生活也是轻松多了。
So says they the same thing. They say that their life is much easier than their life, their parents.
现在的年轻人，哎呀，一点苦就说受不了，受不了，要死了。
And then now this generation, after they get a little trouble, they'll say, oh, this is very hard.
但我们翻开人类的历史，就是这近百年来，我们发现到这一个历史当中，人类是不断的在受苦。
And if you look at the history, throughout the history, the last few hundred years, people have been suffering.
若是你看第一次、第二次世界大战，那时候的人，他们的日子真的是苦不堪言。
And look at their lives during the World War I and World War II, their life was very hard.
Corrie ten Boom, 她是一个荷兰的第一位女性的修表匠。
And Corrie ten Boom was the first Dutch woman to be the watch maker.
在纳粹统治的那段时间，他们把一些犹太人藏在他们家里面的一个夹缝的秘密的隐秘的房间里。
And in the time of Nazis, she and her family hid the Jews in the cramped walls of their living room place.
那时候为了控制食物，所以买东西都要用 coupon， 用食物券。
And they, at that time, the food you have to buy was rationed, and you have to buy with the coupons.
一个礼拜就发给你一张，一个人你可以买东西吃。
And weekly they get a coupon for a week, one person's ration.
把那一些人藏在家里容易，但怎么样供应他们食物呢？
To hide those people is maybe easier, but how to feed them?
有一次 Carrie 她帮助一个 Corey 她帮助一个女孩，是一个残废的女孩。
And once Corey helped a handicapped girl.
这个女孩的父亲正好是管理那个地方食物券的人。
It happens that the father of that girl managed or controlled the coupons, food coupons.
所以那天晚上她就去见这个官员，求他给一些食物券。
And so Corey went to see him, to begging him to give her more food coupons.
但是他心里面向神祷告说，神啊，你知道有我们需要多少张，越多越好啊。
And she prayed to God, says, you know how much I need. The more coupon, better.
可是他面对那个官员的时候，他只敢要求五张。
And when she only dared to ask for 5 coupons.
诶，奇妙的是，他一开口的时候，他官员问他说：“你要多少张？”他说：“100张。
”And when the official asked her how many, she dared to say, "I need 100."
哎，那一个官员居然就给他100张。
And it happens that the official gave her 100.
他就用那一些食物券去买东西，帮助那些犹太人。
She used the coupon to buy food to feed those refugees.
两年以后有人去告密，他就被捕关到监狱当中。
And there were, two years later, she was accused and she went to jail.
但是他不灰心，他把偷偷带到监狱中的圣经拿出来，来帮助大家查经，来敬拜神。
She was not in despair. She brought her Bible and then shared Gospels with people.
10个月之后，他的姐姐病死在集中营。
And ten months later, her sister died in the concentration camp.
他姐姐最后的一句话是这样。
And her sister's last words were,
她说，没有一个坑深到一个程度，耶稣不在那里。
And there's no such deep pit that not, Jesus is not there.
15 天之后 Corey 被释放。
And she was released 15 days later.
在一个星期之后，那集中营当中所有的妇女都被送到毒气室毒死。
And a few weeks later, all the women in the concentration camp were sent to the gas chamber.
真正敬畏神的人是一无所惧，只惧怕神。
And if you're really fearful of God, you should fear nothing except God.
黑夜和光明在人看来是相反的东西。
And light and day and night are the contrast things.
但是在神看都是一样。
But from God's eye, they're the same.
因为神是能够在黑夜中行奇事的神。
Because God can do miracles during the darkness.
他是全知的神，他也是全在的神。
He's omniscient and then also omnipresent.
不但如此，他更是全能的神。
And also omnipotent.
接下去第13节到16节。我的肺腑是你所造的，在我在母腹中，你已覆庇我，我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。在我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。世界上任何的东西看起来简单，其实都不简单。
Everything in this world looks simple, but nothing is simple.
就是一滴水，里面是两个氢、一个氧的原子结合而成的。
And just a simple drop of water is made up by oxygen and hydrogen.
但是这氧原子、氢原子里面还有电子、核子、中子、质子、夸子，甚至更小的子为例。
If you look into the atoms, there's more particles, atoms, protons, electrons, and so forth.
所以任何的东西，其实我们仔细的看，都显出来神的伟大。
And so if you look into anything, it shows off the power, the mighty, wonderful things of God.
人类所谓的发明不过是发现已有的东西的新用处而已。
So the greatest discoveries in the world is just simply discovering the real use of such things.
最奇妙神的创造就是人的生命。
And one of the marvelous creation of the world is the life of human beings.
大卫说，我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已经覆庇我，我要称谢你，因为我受造奇妙可畏。
And David says, you created my inmost being, you knit me together in mother's womb.
我们的眼睛是最早在胚胎中发育，是最后能够使用的器官。
And our eyes is one of the earliest developed organs in the womb, in the body, and then it remains so until the end.
我们的眼睛复杂到一种程度，如果要造一个这个眼睛所有的功能的机械，恐怕比这个讲台更大。
And it's so complex. It's, if you want to design a mechanical thing similar, the same functions, you probably will be some big thing such like this room.
那请问你带着两个讲台你怎么走路啊？
So for that one, you won't be able to carry along.
在我们的耳朵当中有中耳有三块小骨头。
And in your ear, in the middle ear, it has three little tiny bones.
这些小骨头连着耳膜跟耳蜗。
And then it connects to the timbres of the ear.
当我们讲话或声音的时候，空气震动就震动那个耳膜，三个小骨头就把这个震动带到耳窝。
And when we speak, that provide the sound waves and hit those three bones and the vibration and hits your inner ear.
透过耳蜗里面的水的这个震动，就把神经这个把信号传到我们的脑袋中。
And this inner ears, the signals are transmitted into the fluid and then carried to the, your nerves.
然后我们的脑袋才能够判别这是什么声音。
And then your brain will discern what kind of sound that is.
这三块小骨头是我们人体里面270块骨头当中唯一不会随着我们身体长大而变化的骨头。
And this three little bones in, is a only bones out of 270 bones we have that does not grow in changing size.
当一个人长到21岁是他所有骨头发育到最完整的时候，可是那个骨头塞在耳朵里面的三块小骨头还是跟他生下来的时候一样。
And those three little tiny bones remain the same size even though you grow up to the adult body size.
为什么？因为这个三个小骨头如果一直不断的在长大，那你所听见的声音小的时候大的时候就不一样了。
Why? Because if that bones change size, the sound that you hear along your lifetime would be different.
最奇妙的还是我们的出生。
And the most wonderful thing is still the birth of our humans.
大家都知道，胎儿在母亲的肚腹中是不会呼吸的。
We all know that fetus in my mother's womb cannot breathe.
他的肺里面是充满了水。
And the lungs are filled with liquid.
但是胎儿怎么样能够从血液当中得到养分呢？
How does a fetus can get oxygen from this?
上帝的设计非常的奇妙。
It's a very wonderful design, a God's design.
原来这个胎儿它的血液是透过脐带在这个胎盘当中跟母亲的血液做交换。
And it's connected with, through placenta with mother's blood vessels.
母亲的血液不会进到胎儿当中，但是她把这个氧气跟养分释放出来，让这个胎儿的血液红血球能够把它带过去。
Mother's blood cannot go into the fetus, but marvelously the oxygen is carried by the blood, can be transfused into the placenta.
然后这个胎儿他血液当中的废物跟二氧化碳就传给他母亲的血液。
And then, the fetus, oxygen or the waste can be carried out through this system.
这些有含有氧气跟养分的血液就透过肝脏到了小孩子的右心室。
And this is carried out from the, to the right ventricles of the fetus heart.
今天考他生物学。然后呢，通过这个大动脉就运送到小孩子的全身。
And through the artery and can carry out all this oxygen through the out the body.
但是其中有一个非常重要的通道叫做动脉导管。
There's a There's a very important artery, ductus arteriosus, and carry this.
当这个血液进到肺部的时候，它没有经过交换氧气的作用。
And when it goes in, the blood carries in there, it doesn't have this, transport the oxygens and waste carbon.
这一些血液主要的功能是维持这些肺部细胞的需要。
And this is only carries the nutrients needed by the organs.
然后小孩身体当中的细胞里面的废物再透过右心脏右心房回到胎盘当中。
And this is the wastes are carried out through the right ventricles and going through right atriums and back to the artery.
但是当那个胎儿生出来的那一刻，就是在十秒钟之内就发生非常奇妙的事情。
But this thing happens marvelously during the birth, within 10 seconds, all the transformation is taking place.
生物学家到今天仍然不能够解释为什么。
And biologists still cannot fully explain why.
就是这个胎儿他从母亲的肚子里面一出来的时候，那个环境有一个很大的改变，马上他的大脑就会给他一个指令。
And when during this great phase of transformation, the brains issue the signal to change.
就是叫他张口呼吸。
And it's to signal the newborn to breathe.
所以当这个氧气一进到这个婴孩的肺中的时候，那个肺中的水分就被压出去，然后肺泡就胀起来。
And when the baby opened his mouth to breathe, the oxygen comes into the lung and dispel all the liquids in there.
立刻这个氧气就能够进入到婴孩的血液中。
And then all the oxygen can get into the baby's blood.
那红血球就带着这个氧气到小孩子身体的各部细胞去。
And the red blood cells carry the oxygen throughout the baby's body.
那原来那一个血管就是动脉导管，它的功能马上就无用了。
That particular piece of ductus arterius will cease its function.
就在一天之内，这个血管就自然萎缩关闭了。
And within a day's time, this little piece of it deteriorate and disappear.
所以当婴孩生出来的时候，他的那第一口气是非常的重要。
So during the birth, the first breath is vital.
有人说他为什么哭，是因为来到一个苦难的世界而哭。
People say baby cry at birth is because.He just entered a suffering world.
其实不是的，小孩子第一声哭泣是对造物者的歌颂和赞美啊。
And actually, this is a praise of singing praise to God.
因为我们的神是全能的神，他也是全善的神。
And he's also omnibenevolent.
Benevolent.在十七节到第十八、二十二节说：“神啊，你的意念向我是何等的宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，你仍和与我同在。神啊，你必要杀戮二人，所以你们好牛人血的离开我去吧，因为他们说恶言顶撞你的仇敌，也妄称你的名。耶和华恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？”攻击你的，我岂不憎嫌他们吗？我切切的恨恶他们，以他们为敌。有人以为旧约所描述的神是血性的，是残忍的，愤怒的神。
Many people consider God's describing Old Testament is cruel.
特别是我们读到诗篇当中有许多所谓的咒诅诗。
And we, especially when we read the many psalms, and then we call the verses of curse.
那这一些诗好像一点同情怜悯的心都没有。
And in those verses, there's no compassion.
没有一点神的慈爱。
There's no love.
但我们要了解，当耶稣基督到这个世上来以前，人对神的认识都是片面。
And we have to understand that with before Jesus coming, and the knowledge of God by peoples are piecemeal, piecewise.
人的感受跟认知多半都是从自己做出发点。
And the knowledge that we gain of God is from self, from people.
圣灵还没有降临在人的心中，所以人不可能对神有全面的认识。
And this is because Holy Spirit hasn't come down yet, and there's no full picture of God, what God is.
大卫是一个军人，是一个战士。
And David was a warrior, a soldier.
他的想法是非常单纯的。
And his thinking is very simple, simplistic.
不与我相合的就是与我相对的。
If you're not my friend, you're my foe, an enemy.
他向神埋怨那些逼迫他的人是一种 出气的表现。
And he complained about his enemies persecuting him is to leave, let his,
他要为神打仗，他要打败那些敌人。
And he fights for God and he wants to defeat the enemies.
所以从他这一个情感上来表达，这是作诗啊。
And in this way of expressing himself, he's expressing in poems.
另一方面来讲，上帝是绝对公义的。
And from God's point, God is always righteous.
他的慈爱也是公义的慈爱。
And his love is also righteous love.
是绝对不会也不能向罪妥协的。
And he can't compromise with sins.
今天撒旦用两种方法来欺骗人，来迷糊人的心。
Satan uses two ways to deceive people's mind.
一是尽量让人的良心变黑变黑。
And one is to turn people's conscience dark.
黑到没有办法清洗的程度。
And to dark, to become so dark that you cannot cleanse it by yourself.
所以有些人他们做坏事认为是天经地义的。
Yeah, so people's get the idea that by doing bad things is the right thing.
他们会开枪向着无辜的人去扫射。
They can even kill innocent people without regret.
他们认为只要自己快乐就好。
And as long as they feel good, that's good.
撒旦用的另外一种办法是什么呢？
And another way Satan uses is
就是尽量让人的心灰，灰到一种程度，黑白分不清。
And to make a heart of man gray such that you cannot tell whether which one is black, which one is white.
让人觉得说，哎呀，不论做什么都无所谓。
That means you draw the conclusions that whatever you do, that's okay.
所以你可以去种植大麻，去让那些年轻人吸食。
And you can go plant pots and then let the people smoke that.
只要能够得到暂时的快乐就可以。
As long as they feel the high,that's okay.
但是我们的神是公义的，是有原则的。
But our God is righteous and have principle.
他一定会处置恶人。
And then he will judge the evil one.
大卫的祈求是求神他的公义能够彰显。
And David's cry was to ask God to show his righteousness to show.
所以他说神啊你必杀怒恶人。
And he said, you will kill all those evil.
有的时候我们看到恶人当道的时候我们也会有这样子的感慨。
And when you said, we will feel the same thing when we see the wicked people.
但是我们纵观人类的历史。
And if we look at the human's history,
确实有许多的暴君带给人类许多的灾害。
And we can see a lot of bad dictators and brought a lot of sufferings to people.
好像中国的秦始皇。
And like a Chinese 秦始皇 Emperor Qin.
法国的路易十四。
And King Louis XIV in France.
德国的希特勒。
The Hitler in Germany.
意大利的墨索里尼。
And the Mussolini in Italy.
俄国的斯大林。
And the Stalin in Russia.
但是这些人他们的结局当时不坏以后却在历史中被定罪。
And there were all these people, their ending was not that bad, but the history will condemn them.
他们的后代你去看也是落到非常可怜的下场。
If you look at their descendants, they're also a downfall.
神还是公义的。
God's still just.
不但如此，我们也有责任要去阻止罪恶的蔓延。
And our duty is to prevent the propagation of this evil.
神没有立刻的把罪恶都除去。
And God didn't take the evilness right away.
为的是叫我们能够参与除去罪恶的工作。
This allows us to participate in His work.
这一项的工作是在我们自己的身上开始的。
And this work should start on us.
因为只有在我们对付自己罪的时候，我们的灵性才会成长。
And when we start dealing with our own sinfulness, our spiritual life will grow.
我们才能够渐渐的像主耶稣那样子的圣洁。
And we can start become holy like Jesus.
所以上帝容许苦难 留在这个世界。
That's why God permits the evil, the sufferings remain on this earth.
对神的儿女而言，这种的苦难是必要的，是对我们的挑战。
And to his children, this is a must. It is a challenging to us.
孩子在他成长的过程中是一定会生病的。
And when a child grows up, he will definitely get sick.
但是每一次的生病使他身体变得更坚强。
And after every illness, it becomes a little bit more less immune for those. It becomes stronger.
当然，也不能因为他生病会好，我们就让他不穿衣服啊。
And not because he can, the sickness it will get stronger, we don't dress them.
因此，我们打喷嚏、咳嗽的时候，我们一定要向着我们背弯里面去吐。
And we also cover up ourselves when we sneeze.
你知道一个人他感冒的时候他那个病毒就是呼吸也会传染到二十尺直径的范围。
You know, when they are sick, they carry those viruses around about 20 feet around them.
我们都有责任来保持环境的卫生。
And it's all our duty to protect the hygiene of the environment.
基督徒我们有责任来保持我们工作单位、我们环境当中属灵的卫生。
And like Christians in our working world, we also have to preserve the hygiene of our working place.
Spiritual hygiene.
Spiritual.
就是我们要为神营造一个圣洁的范围。
And we have to build an environment which is healthy.
只有我们面对撒旦，我们能够靠主得胜。
And we can rely on God and to conquer the Satan.
最后大卫他求神来检查一切。
And lastly, David asked God to search him.
他说神啊求你检查我知道我的心思。我们一起来念这一段好不好？23、24节请。神啊求你检查我知道我的心思试炼我。知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。真正的基督徒是不怕面对考验的。
The true Christian is not the one that the fear of facing the challenges.
因为每一个考验都是成长的契机。
And every testing is the way to grow.
我们相信今生是为永生预备的。
And we believe that this life is to prepare our next life.
所以大卫 welcome 他欢迎神的检查、神的试炼跟神的引导。
So David welcome God's exam and testing, and then testing and examining him.
我们在美圣堂有一对。年长的夫妻
and then Masons we have a elderly couple.
前两天他们在 Dayton 遇到车祸
and a couple of days ago they had a car accident in Dayton.
车子完全的毁掉了
and the car was total.
当他们夫妻二人加一个客人被送到医院去的时候
and when they and then one passenger sent to hospital.
全身检查发现不过是一些皮肉之伤。
And they've been examined and then only the minor scratches.
那天晚上回家于弟兄他还为他两个女儿女婿煮了晚饭吃。
And when they go back home, they even prepare the dinner for their children.
第二天早上起来他感觉手脚有一些的麻痹。
And then the following day, they woke up and felt that there are some numbness on their limbs.
他的妻子给他按摩就好多了。
And then his wife massaged him, and then he felt better.
快到中午的时候，他感到头晕。
And then during lunchtime, he felt dizziness.
所以他们知道不好，就把他送到医院去。
And so they sent him back to hospital.
他自己还是走进急诊室的。
And he walked into by himself.
可是在等的时候到了下午两点他就站不起来。
And then in the afternoon, he couldn't stand by himself.
到了三点钟的时候他人就昏晕过去。
And then he fainted around 3 o'clock.
五点钟我赶到的时候他的眼睛的瞳孔已经放大。
And then by 5 o'clock when I went there, and his pupil already dilated.
现在他仍然在 Dayton， 是用人工呼吸维持他的生命。
And he's on life support now.
我们真的要为他祷告。
And we should really pray for him.
但是当我跟他的妻子一起祷告的时候，他就跟我说。
So when I pray with his wife, she said.
他说我们很难过这件事情的发生。
And we are very sad about this thing.
但是我们不害怕。
But we are not afraid.
因为上帝已经为他预备好一个更好的地方。
Because God already prepared a better place for him.
将来我们还可以在一起，那时我们就永远不分开。
And we will meet again, and then we will not separate again.
这个叫做信心。
And this is called faith.
就是在考验当中我们得胜。
And that winning when we are being tested.
神造你有五个目的。
And God created us has five purposes.
因为神已经计划要你为他的喜悦而生活。
And his plan is to live and be pleased to him.
神他要在他的教会他的家中来磨造你。
And God wants to mold you in his home, the church.
你的被造是为了让你更像主耶稣。
And the molding that you're going through is to more like Jesus.
也是叫你能够活的是侍奉神。
And such that you can live for serving God.
因为我们受造都有一个使命。
Because all we do, we have a purpose.
你做人的责任就是去发现神给你的使命。
And your mission is to find the purpose that God gave you.
我们的存在今生是为了成全基督的身体，就是教会。
And our purpose, our existence is to serve, to fulfill God's body, which is the church.
好，预备永生，来享受耶稣基督生命一切的丰富。
And to get ready for the eternal life, and to enjoy life of Jesus.
因为我们的神是全知的神。
God is omniscient.
我们的神是全在的神。
God is omnipresent.
我们的神是全能的神。
It's omnipotent.
我们的神也是全善的神。
He's also omnibenevolent.
我们的一生都应当敬拜侍奉他。
All our lives should be worshiping and respecting and serving.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，请你原谅我们常常把你小看了。
Father, Heavenly Father, forgive us for looking down, on you.
主耶稣，请你原谅我们，我们忘记了我们是你的彰显。
And Jesus Christ, we forgive us for we forget about you revealing us.
亲爱的圣灵，原谅我们常常忽略你对我们的提醒。
And forgive us for Holy Spirit because we often neglect your reminders.
感谢你今天在用你的话来提醒我们。
Thank you for using your word to remind us once more.
我们活在这个世界不是没有意义的。
We live in this earth is not without purpose.
你要我们每一个人都去发现我们自己受造的目的。
And we want you to remind us that each one of us will have to go discover the purpose of our life.
主啊，吸引我们的心每天更亲近你。
Lord, please attract us daily to draw near to you.
帮助我们这个礼拜中，我们天天要来读你的话，读这一本书，让我们更亲近你。
Every single day of this coming week, so that we can study your word to draw near to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击 永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。